بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ أَنْ أَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
We sent Noah, peace be upon him, to his people and directed him, "Warn your people before a grievous chastisement comes upon them."
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Noah, peace be upon him, said, "My people, I have certainly been sent as a clear warner to you."
أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
That you serve Allah and fear Him and follow me.
يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون.
He will forgive your sins and will grant you respite until an appointed term. Indeed, when Allah's appointed term comes, it cannot be deferred, if you only knew, until an appointed term. Noah, peace be upon him, asked his people that if they accepted the three above-mentioned directives, to serve God, to fear Him, and to follow Noah, God's messenger, peace be upon him, then God would grant them respite to live until the time that He had determined for their natural death. In other words, God would not subject them to any collective scourge. Indeed, when Allah's appointed term comes, it cannot be deferred. The expression, Allah's appointed term, signifies the time determined by God to send His scourge on a people. In this context, the Quran has clearly stated on many an occasion that once God resolves to strike a nation down with His scourge, that nation is not spared the scourge even if they embrace the truth.
قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا.
He said, "My Lord, I called my people by night and by day." He said, these verses briefly mention the main points of Noah's teaching, peace be upon him, and his early efforts to convey his message. Thereafter, no detailed account is given of the greater part of Noah's life involving his continuous efforts to teach and admonish his people. Leaving all that aside, the surah goes straight to the last phase of his life and brings to the fore Noah's, peace be upon him, entreaty to God.
فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا.
But the more I called, the farther they fled.
وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا.
And every time I called them so that you might forgive them, they thrust their fingers into their ears and wrapped up their faces with their garments and obstinately clung to their attitude and waxed very proud and wrapped up their faces with their garments.
There could be several reasons why those unbelievers wrapped up their faces with their garments. One reason could be that owing to their disgust at his preachings, they could not even stomach looking at Noah, peace be upon him, and so kept their faces, including their eyes, covered. Another reason for so doing could have been to prevent Noah, peace be upon him, from recognizing them. They resorted to this measure probably to forestall Noah, peace be upon him, from communicating his teachings to them.
ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا.
Then I summoned them openly.
ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا.
And preached to them in public and also addressed them in secret. I said to them, "Ask forgiveness from your Lord. Surely He is most forgiving."
يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا
He will shower upon you torrents from heaven.
وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا
And will provide you with wealth and children, and will bestow upon you gardens and rivers.
مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا
What is amiss with you, that you do not look forward to the majesty of Allah? What is amiss with you, that you do not look forward to the majesty of Allah?
People are generally cognizant that it is dangerous to say or do anything that is offensive to the majestic sensibilities of even the petty chiefs and nobles of this world. But they are scarcely concerned with showing deference to God's majesty. In fact, they do a great deal that should offend Him. They rebel against Him, associate others with Him in His divinity, disobey His commands. Furthermore, they are not truly afraid of His wrath, which they invite upon themselves by their actions. When He has created you in stages, that is, God has brought man to the present stage of his existence. He has passed through the various earlier stages of the creation process.
أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا
Do you not see how Allah has created seven heavens, one upon the other?
وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا
And has placed the moon in them as a light, and the sun as a radiant lamp.
وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا
And Allah has caused you to grow out of the earth so wondrously.
Here a simile is drawn between man's creation out of the different elements taken from the earth and the growth of vegetation. There was a time when there was no vegetation on earth, and then God caused vegetation to appear. In like manner, there was a time when man did not exist on earth, and then God planted him on it.
ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا
And He will later cause you to return to it, and will then again bring you out of it.
وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا
Allah has made the earth a wide expanse for you so that you may tread its spacious paths.